Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
What is this? I forgot.
Warbly Jets. It's called NASA. It's a Casey submission.
They jamming, bro.
Now, the rest of the song sucks. I deleted it from my playlist.
Oh, really?
Man, yeah, but the first 30 seconds of it are great.
Yeah, I don't even... I like the first 20 seconds. All right, it's Ben and Skin Show. It's the Mighty Eagle. Thanks for rolling with us today. Also, earlier today, we had John Drago on of Byron Nelson, and those tickets are really hard to get, and that was really cool that they hooked us up so that we could hook up the Mighty Eagle listener. Tons of BFD seats are leaving the availability bin. So if you want to get in on this show September the 5th, make sure to get your tickets now. Go to KEGL.com. They're moving at a really fast clip. And see, what is this? This is mid-May. They ain't going to be around to get closer to August, September, and all that. I would get on it now. Huge show. Offspring, POD, Chevelle, etc. It's going to be bonkers. Make sure to get your tickets. But right now, it's time for this.
And now, it's time for Ben and Skin's Weekday Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
All right, so we're going to find out who made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll put this up. This doesn't come out until 7 p.m. tonight.
Oh.
It's the NFL's like, oh, we're releasing our schedules. But this is why it's a news in the weekday update, is because the Dallas Cowboys have been selected after a 6-10 season to go to Tampa Bay on opening night of the NFL season and play the Buccaneers.
All right, that sucks. It's the worst possible outcome. It's not the end of the world. I'm not going to make it a bigger deal than it is. You're going to play him. You're going to play him. But for a team like the Cowboys that has been so bad and seems to have so many holes, and they're going to be adding so many new things to their defense, it sucks that they have to start off the season against the Super Bowl champs on the road. And Tampa is one of the first teams to have all 22 starters coming back. It's really rare. Maybe others have done it. But at least in the last, 30 years, I know it hasn't been done. To my knowledge, I'm making that up. Look that up at fakestats.com.
I'm looking it
up. It's somewhat uncommon to have all 22 starters back after you win a Super Bowl and have a home game. So for the Cowboys, all right, whatever. If you're going to play them, you're going to play them. But I would have rather... For the Cowboys' sake, they started off the season against the worst team in the universe, the Jets or something.
Yeah, you know?
That's fair. To your point, if you're going to catch Super Bowl champ, there's a long history of Super Bowl layover, bro. Now, Tom Brady ain't having it. He knows what's up, and he's going to be yelling at guys. But every one of those guys is eating a buffet on an island right now.
Yeah. He's the last one to repeat.
I think Ben's point was, though, maybe you catch him in week 10 when Tom Brady breaks his leg.
Hey, man! Hey!
Put that out there.
What? God, what's it?
House money, dude. Our quarterback got hurt last year. It's not going to happen again.
Tom has never been hurt, Kevin.
I said our quarterback. Looks like the week 2 game is at the Chargers. So two straight road games to start off the thing. They get a Monday night football game with the Eagles, week 3. Oh, so there's 18 weeks this year, which is odd, right? So the week 7 bye, you kind of want your bye to be in the middle.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be long.
Wait, are we up to 17 games with...
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
At New England, week 6, that's not as interesting as it would have been. Now, here's where the schedule gets fun. Week 11 at Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And I would say this, if you were going to go on a football road trip, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Good weekend trip. Drivable.
Huh.
Drive on up there.
Barbecue. We maybe take that trip.
Work trip. Ooh.
Work trip. Dude, you know what?
Yes!
There's a Josie Records in Kansas City.
Yes!
Huh?
Yeah. We work trip hard. We got so much work to do.
Yeah.
We could work trip that thing. Get a sponsor on board. Really, a lot of it depends on how Frankel and Frankel do at the Frankel and Frankel Open?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Cup, the Rodney's Cup.
The Rodney Cup.
That's at the end there.
That's at the end. But I know Gene and those guys, they really got to make their nut at the Open and lease a lot of helicopters.
Yeah, Gene's got a bad gambling problem, so. Oh, was I not supposed to say that on air, Ben?
Which Gene?
I told you.
Blue Jeans.
Off air.
So, that said, maybe we could get Balcones or somebody to step up and send us on the road.
Maybe Christina did a bunch of comedy driving ticket.
Dude.
Not a lot.
Get them to barbecue.
Autoplex, dude. Autoplex. They put us in one of those luxury Mercedes buses.
Yeah.
How long does that drive to Kansas City?
I bet it's less than 10 hours.
Let's see. I'm going to tell you guys it is 7.5 hours. Hang on.
Here to Arrowhead Stadium.
How long is the drive to Kansas City?
No, put Arrowhead Stadium.
You're confusing her, Kevin. Damn it.
We also.
Oh! 7 hours and 31 minutes.
Dude, knock that out. We go off at 5:15. We'll be there by midnight. I'll get a VRBO. Maybe barbecues galore. Maybe they'll get back on. Want to sponsor? Maybe we can grill out with
Kansas City barbecue is legendary, Kevin.
I'm telling you, I'm not joking with that one.
What week is that?
Week 11.
What? Well, what date?
Well, I'll tell you because in week 12 the Cowboys have Thanksgiving against the Las Vegas Raiders.
November. Let's go.
Yeah, Raiders at home. Right, that's here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always home game.
And then they follow it up because teams get shorted when they have to come to Dallas.
Gross.
For Thanksgiving, so the Cowboys always play the week after Thanksgiving as well, that Thursday, at New Orleans. So pretty fun little trip in the schedule. The season ends with Washington at the Giants, at Washington, Arizona, at Philadelphia to end it.
Wait, we've got some close road games then.
Yeah.
New Orleans is closer than Kansas City, right?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
You went to New Orleans, didn't you, and Frida go to New Orleans?
Yeah. So
how long was that?
So we go to New Orleans to watch the Cowboys. That was when the Cowboys got that big win there, right?
Yes.
In like 2010
was it
or something?
A playoff game or the last game before the playoffs? It was a big win.
The Saints were undefeated.
And yes, that's exactly right.
How long of a drive is it to New Orleans?
And so we were like, nice. All right, we're going to take that drive. And I go with Frito, our producer and our boss.
Oh, my God. It's 7.5 hours.
Yeah, see?
Is
so
everything
close.
7.5 hours?
Yes. And we were like, hey, listen, let's go. He talks me into it. Like, let's go. We're not gonna get a hotel or anything. We'll drive down. We'll watch the game, and then we'll drive back. And I'm like, all right, I'll drive there. You drive back. He's like, okay, cool. So we drive down there. I do all the driving. We watch the game. We're ready to go back. I'm like, I'm gonna relax, get on my phone, maybe sleep a little bit. And he's like, yeah, just a heads up. I don't see very well at night.
Oh no.
I was like, what? No. He goes, it's all good. It's just real blurry. I probably shouldn't be driving, but I got you. I was like. All right, man.
That's a jerk move.
Can we, in honor of Frito driving, can we tell the legendary, tell it quickly, the legendary Frito Norm story about driving?
Oh, with the accident? Yes.
So Frito had driven back from A&M, and he had a truck. He was in a pickup truck. And he drove off the road, and the truck flipped, and the cab of the truck was completely crushed.
Oh, my God.
To where if you looked at it, you would say, whoever was driving that died. And so Frito emerged from this crash unscathed. And so he's telling Norm this long-winded story about how the crash happened, what happened. He's showing him and he's telling the whole story. And then he goes, and I survived. And then he shows Norm a picture of his truck. After telling this whole long story, he shows Norm the picture. And Norm looks at it. And then Norm looks up and goes, Frito, have you made the changes on the lines to the website yet? And Frito was like, man, that is amazing. I just told you a story where I almost lost my life, and your first response is, have I changed the lines on the website?
That's kind of like this whole Saroy thing where he's going all in depth at the Normathon, and then all of a sudden Norm's like, oh, so-and-so just got a touchdown.
It's amazing.
Whatever it was. Like, what?
I was at the station producing that one.
Yeah.
So I was like sitting there listening, and it's the goodbyes of the Normathon. And Mike Schroy just did the whole thing, and
so heartfelt too.
Norm, I'm a better person, but getting to work with you,
right.
Man, it's been an honor working with you these past few years, and what you do at this age to come and do a marathon, you know, a whole day of broadcasting, you know, for these charities, it's just so great. And it looks like Texas Tech in New Mexico will go into overtime. They missed the field goal.
All right. Thanks,
Norm. Well, wrap it up there.
That's cool. What Saroy gets for stealing the speech from Jerry Maguire, apparently, delivered to Norm.
It always reminds me of the speech that my buddy gave his son. His son was like 3, and he was giving him a bath, and his son accidentally slipped down into the water just for a second. You know, it was a super shallow bath, but his son's head dunked underwater, and he pulled his son back up out of the water and, like, gave him this powerful speech about, son, I know you're scared, but you're okay. I'm going to be there for you your whole life. I got your back. I'm always with you. He gives him this heartfelt speech, and the kid was shaken up and worried he was going to drown. And then at the end of the speech, the kid looks just to the left of his dad's head and goes, "Dad, we're almost out of toilet paper."
But the thing is, not everyone's wired to respond to something serious.
I guess.
Got a short attention span. If you could wrap this up, there's some games I'm really concerned about. I've got some money on them.
Six artists inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Six. And I'll get to the snubs as well, because it's very interesting. Who got snubbed.
So can we do the thing where you read all the candidates and we see if we can figure out who's in?
Okay, sure, yeah, we can do that.
You guys okay with that?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Here were the candidates. It's going to be hard to do it in order, though.
Bounce
around.
Do whatever.
Okay.
Bounce around.
Rage Against the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in.
Mary J. Blige. The Foo Fighters. Devo. Kate Bush.
Ha!
Tina Turner. Iron Maiden.
Oh, I'm wearing an Iron Maiden shirt.
Yeah, you are. For a reason?
They party.
Todd Rundgren.
No way.
Carol King. Dionne Warwick.
Ben, you retweeted her recently.
Did y'all see that?
No.
Somebody reported that Dionne Warwick had passed away. And then she retweeted and was like, "Oh no,
I did not."
I did.
Fela Kuti.
Who?
I wish.
The New York Dolls.
No.
And the Go-Go's. And Jay-Z.
All right.
And how many get to get in?
Six made it this year.
Only six.
In.
Okay.
10 snubs.
What was the one before Jay-Z?
Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's.
Go-Go's.
Okay.
Huh. Six made it.
We know this. We know that Jay-Z and the Foo Fighters would get in, right?
I have them in my list as they got in.
Yeah, the Foo Fighters definitely did.
Did they both get in, KT?
They did.
I would say that's the easiest.
That's
now,
two down.
Picking four out of this group.
I think that the Go-Go's are a strong candidate for a lot of firsts. So I bet the Go-Go's got in.
All right. We're looking for four out of these remaining.
Looking for four.
Iron Maiden.
I thought Iron Maiden because they represent metal, and I thought Tina Turner because there's a huge amount. Tina Turner's had that documentary on HBO. I think she's in as part of Ike and Tina Turner.
She is.
Okay.
I've got Tina Turner and the Go-Go's and Maiden in.
Oh, good. Me too.
Okay.
Are they all in?
Tina Turner is in.
Okay.
Okay. We did that well.
Aunt Tina.
Yep.
The Go-Go's are in.
Yeah. Okay. We're kicking ass.
Iron Maiden is out.
Okay. Really?
Snubbed.
Wow.
Which might mean Rage Against the Machine is in.
I don't think they're in yet. I think it's going to be Mary J. Blige, and I think it's going to be Todd Rundgren.
I'm going to say I've never heard of Fecal Cootie.
Oh, my God, sir.
I haven't either.
Invented Afrobeat.
The New York Dolls, never heard of them. Carole King. I just don't know. Sorry.
Her debut record had every song on it was a smash hit. And she's in as a writer.
I'm going to say that Dionne Warwick and Devo are in.
Okay, Christina?
I think it's Mary J. Blige. Maybe Carole King, but let's go Mary J. and Rage Against the Machine.
Mary J. and Rage Against the Machine are not in.
Okay.
It's Todd Rundgren.
Ben, you said Dionne Warwick, and who was your other one?
Devo.
And Devo, not in.
Right.
Neither?
Skin?
It's Todd Rundgren and Carole King.
Who were your guesses?
So my original guesses were Mary J. Blige and Iron Maiden outside of the four, and then when they didn't get in, I changed it to Todd Rundgren and Carole King.
Todd Rundgren is in.
Yeah.
All right.
Carole King is in.
Okay.
Jay-Z, the Go-Go's, Tina Turner, Todd Rundgren, Carole King, and the Foo Fighters.
Dude, put on, you probably don't want to listen to it, but if you pull up on Spotify, Carole King's Tapestry record, you will recognize every single one of those songs.
I got it right here.
That is actually, isn't that the, it's like a king. Who is that? I forgot the name of that band.
Got an important text from my mom.
Is that Todd Rundgren?
She got two things. She just texted me two things. First one being snow on the ground in KC that week.
Okay. She could be right.
Dude, she's got a farmer's almanac.
I need to see what the weather's going to be for the next
then
4 months.
Then she responded with Carole King.
Okay. I guarantee you she rocked that Carole King Tapestry album. It was a KVIL staple.
Well, love you, Mom.
Love you, Ann. And also, congratulations to our close personal friend, Dave Grohl and Sean Carter.
Yeah.
For getting in there. Go way back with those guys. And
it's hard not to say Foo Fighters the way, what's the name?
Christopher Walken?
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. I think I find
that's such a great story.
Ben, I got a fun nugget for you. When's the last time you saw Bill Murray Scrooged?
Gosh, probably been about 15, 20 years.
Oh, okay, and you may not remember. The Ghost of Christmas Present, I think it is, that drives the taxi.
Huh?
That's Buster Poindexter, the lead singer of the New York Dolls.
Oh, okay, no I know Buster Poindexter.
His name's David Johansen. He's got this big giant head.
The scratchy voice.
Yes.
Those aren't his real teeth, right?
Yeah.
No, he was.
What are you doing on your.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing over there?
I'm mad. Sorry.
I don't understand.
Keep going.
Nah, you ruined the show.
You ruined the show.
Oh. I didn't expect that retort.
There we go.
Saturday Night Live this week with musical guest Foo Fighters. I don't know why, but I assumed that you were Chinese. Hi, I'm Chris Walken. I'm hosting Saturday Night Live this week with musical guest Foo Fighters. I don't know why, but...
They're all just standing there like, what is this?
Well, you know the story, right?
No.
Yeah, y'all haven't seen the story?
No.
Mm-mm.
Dave Grohl, he asked Dave Grohl how they pronounce his name, and they knew all about Christopher Walken, so they thought they would tell him to say it the wrong way.
Oh, okay.
And so he said, put the emphasis on Fighters.
Now we have that forever.
Foo Fighters. That's so great.
Yeah, dude. So they were huge fans of his the whole bit, and so they just told him that.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Another reason to love Dave Grohl.
Yep. All right, coming up next, keep it locked right here for the Russ Martin Show. I want to thank everyone who's been a part of this. And don't forget, if you listen to the podcast, you can listen to our show whenever you want. BenAndSkinPodcast.com. That's BenAndSkinPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.